Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
This dress was a mistake.
Bo-wang, you look absurdly hot.
No, seriously? A bodycon? That's not me. I'm gonna have to suck it in all night.
Oh, it is very you. And first off, there's nothing to suck in. And even if there were, I call bullshit. Like, what are we, back to deformed ribs and corsets for what, the male gaze?
Belle, we have matching corsets. You literally bought matching corsets for you, me, and Reyna.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I did. I mean, technically, that was one of my drunk ideas, and we don't judge drunk brainstorming.
Oh, new word. Drunkstorming.
Oh, drunkstorming. Yes. Love that. Hey, maybe we can get it into Webster's if we get enough people to use it.
Yeah. Nerd goals!
All right, meanwhile, I mean, this jumpsuit makes me look like I run a chocolate factory.
No, you look fun.
It's not Willy Wonka vibes?
You know, you're giving, like, fun and sophisticated.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you're right.
Just don't grab a cane at any point tonight and you'll be fine.
Tantastic is the authority on perfect tan. Upload your picture and we'll match you to the shade of brown you were destined to be. Roast turkey? No problem. Toasted coconut? You've got it. Florida orange? No judgment. With a tailored diet regimen and sun exposure guidance personalized according to all your private data, you'll be perfectly tanned by summertime. Tantastic! Brown is beautiful.
Wow.
God, who would actually use that? Okay, never mind. Don't answer that. Here we go, Jules.
Ooh, let the madness begin.
Realm presents The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Episode 5.
Sure, you could say things were strained at this point, but nothing insurmountable, not for this BFF love story. Plus, there is no greater bonding experience than getting ready for a party together. Their launch party, the culmination of a shared dream 10 years in the making. I was confident they'd find their way back to full-fledged BFFs. But then, Val's machinations were exposed, and then... Jules got pissed.
Welcome to the party, you two. Do you see how much they love you? Come on, let's do a last walkthrough before the important guests arrive.
Wow, a cheese fountain. Look, Jules, moving cheese.
Mm-hmm, I see it.
Do you see how it's pouring melted cheddar over the logo?
Well, I can't unsee it, that's for sure.
The setup trial for the Wily gameplay is on the far end of the room, those three screens.
Wait, what's Lee doing?
Hey, Jules. Just making some last-minute adjustments.
It's a little late for last-minute adjustments, Lee.
It needs to run perfectly. If it looks slow or glitchy or if the connection is weak, we just...
Girl, I know what I'm doing, so let me do it.
Whoa, not a girl.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a woman, bro.
Oh.
I'll be circulating if you need me.
Jules, look at this. Look at us.
I know. Who knew?
All those years ago, a gawky Bengali girl who always wanted to play bank made friends with a shy black girl already wearing glasses to monetize her crayon portraits.
I knew, Jules. Duh.
Valerie, I need you. Here's a list of people you asked for. You personally wanted to thank them for coming.
Oh, thank you. I'm on it. You want to join in, Jules?
Oh, God, no.
Okay. I'll see you in a bit. Holy shit, there are over 100 people on this list.
Is something wrong?
No. No, not at all.
Oh, hi, Val.
Derek!
I guess I've mentioned him in passing, but you haven't met Derek LaPena yet. Derek LaPena is Val's friend from college. He is charming, well-connected, and always down to talk shit over hors d'oeuvres. Seas of San Francisco normies regularly parted before him in his white Gucci bomber at parties like this one. Apart from always being the best-dressed person in the room, he was also Val's absolute last hope in shunting Toby to the next new shiny startup, where he could terrorize their founders instead. It was an elegant plan, or it would have been if it had worked. Instead, it backfired in Valerie's face.
Congratulations! Cheers to your success!
Oh, yes, of course.
I didn't even know there was a third co-founder before the press release. You were certainly gushing about that, Toby. That's so unlike you.
Oh, well, he's a real rock star. So, I mean, have you talked to him yet? I'd love for you two to meet.
Mm-hmm. Val, come on. I know what's going on.
What do you mean?
Well, it's pretty obvious. You should know that one partner trying to get another poached is par for the course in this industry.
And you don't want to poach him? Maybe set him up with some innovative high-paying position in Antarctica?
Val, I don't like being used. Except under certain circumstances.
You know your innuendo game is terrible for a gay man. Taking anybody home tonight?
No. Pickings are always so slim at industry parties. I mean, the men here are so aggressively straight. And look at him. A puffy vest to a party.
Not everyone can look as fantastic as you.
I know. Or you. Love this jumpsuit thing. You look great tonight.
Thanks, babe. Here, let's head to my office, a little quieter.
Better like, check out this big girl office.
Right?
This is so cool, Val. You know you're amazing, right?
Yes, it's true. Success does look good on me, doesn't it?
Oh, the queen of deflection. I mean it.
What you're doing means a lot to people.
Oh, shut up. No, I didn't mean that. Keep going.
You and Juliet making it in this industry is such a big deal. People look up to you. Women look up to you. I've overheard at least 3 women here tonight talking about how inspiring you are. It speaks a lot about your character.
Wait, did I disarm the great Valerie Agarwal? She's all out of witty quips, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, enough. Enough talking. I hereby challenge you to a game of a road rumble.
It's the only joystick I'm going to touch tonight.
Shut up.
Where did you get this?
Time to road rumble.
Okay. Ooh.
Tramposa. Don't cheat. Where did you even get this?
Jules got it for me.
Ugh, you two are so goddamn cute. I really hope you figure it out.
Wait, figure what out?
Well, you know, your creative business differences or whatever.
What are you talking about?
Don't get defensive. It's super normal to come to an impasse on things sometimes.
No, I literally mean, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, earlier, when we were talking about the Toby thing, she seemed kind of annoyed.
Wait, you told her about the Toby thing?
But I don't know. You were in on everything together. I thought she wanted him out too, okay? Why wouldn't you tell her?
Shit.
I mean, why didn't you tell her?
Derek,
Val?
Tell me exactly what she said to you.
Not a lot. You know, she just seemed kind of annoyed and said, Valerie wants what Valerie wants, or something like that.
Oh, shit. I gotta find her. Jules, hi, Jules. I know what you're going to say and—
Save it. That was a dick move trying to pawn Toby off on Derek. Are you that insecure about him being here?
Jules, I'm sorry, okay? I know it looks bad. I just figured if Toby wanted to get ahead, Derek might be able to help him.
Right, you had Toby's best interest in mind.
Exactly.
No, you wouldn't have kept it from me then. You'd be shouting at from the rooftops about the good deed you were going to bestow upon the world.
Okay, Jules, don't you see how Toby being here is tearing us apart?
Hi, how are you?
The only one tearing us apart is you, Valerie.
What?
You know what? I can't deal with this right now.
So I guess I have the worst timing ever, or maybe the best timing ever. Because I came over at that exact moment.
Hey, Valerie, this party is sick. Congrats. Cheese fountain? Brilliant. And I love this jumpsuit. Oh, you've got the glassy, almost crying eyes. Okay, plan go wrong?
Derek said women are looking up to us, and I feel like we're frauds, Reyna. We hired a freaking stand-in guy to seal the deal for us. A guy who completely steamrolled this party, and our office, and my best friend. And it doesn't matter. I'm the only one who cares.
It does matter. You matter. Juliet matters. Okay, without you two, Riley wouldn't exist.
You've got to keep our secret, okay? You can never tell anyone about Toby. Because if this gets out,
you can trust me.
I know. I really appreciate you, Reyna. You know that, right?
Good evening, everyone.
Shouldn't you go over there?
Juliet found out about my plan to get rid of Toby.
Well, shit. Okay, but so what? Doesn't mean you're not a founder.
Thank you all so much for coming. As you might know, I'm Toby Johnson. Jules, come on, introduce yourself.
And I'm Juliet Coleman.
Blogs made everyone an author. YouTube made everyone a filmmaker. Wiley is going to make everyone a video game designer. Anything you want to add, Juliet?
Yeah. Wiley has been a labor of love. We developed this platform to truly diversify the landscape of gaming, and we believe the possibilities are endless. We think that this is going to be,
To Wiley.
To Wiley!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Ugh, what am I doing? Call in a car.
Juliet, I was looking for you. Where are you going? You're not leaving, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, maybe. Look, I just hate this stuff. It was fun for a second, but I'm feeling overwhelmed, and I have a champagne headache, and I'm going home.
You're in charge. You can totally just go home. In fact, I'll go with you.
No, you really don't have to do that.
I'm done here anyways. We're all out of Doritos.
No, no, you stay. You're the hot commodity.
With that dress on? I think you're the hot commodity. Which is exactly why we should leave now, leave the people wanting more, right? Now come on, where's the car?
Maybe I should say goodbye to Val?
She seemed perfectly content by the wine bar. Your car?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hi.
Hey, Juliet?
Yeah.
You two headed to San Bruno?
Oh, I can designate another stop.
Don't worry about it. One stop, please. I'll get home from yours.
Toby, you don't have to ride back with me. I promise, I'm fine.
You seem like you could use the company.
I'm okay. It's just...
You worried about the speech you gave?
What? No. Why? Was it not okay?
It was great for being impromptu. You're not media trained yet, but we'll get you up to speed.
Thank you?
There you are.
Thanks. Home sweet home. Thanks for riding with me.
Did you have fun? At the party?
Yeah.
Why does that yeah sound like you really mean no?
You planned a really great party. That part couldn't have been more perfect. It's just that things with Val are complicated right now.
I hate that you can't just enjoy this moment. You deserve it. You built something great. People are excited.
Yeah, that part is still a bit surreal, to be honest.
You should get used to it. This is just the beginning. Don't let her get you down when things are just starting to take off for you.
She's not getting me down. The situation is.
Sure.
Well, I'm gonna head
out. You look really stunning tonight.
Oh, thanks. You said that already, just like in other words.
Well, I wanted to say it in those words.
Thank you again.
No, thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Ooh, well, you're welcome.
This is okay, right? Me leaning in like this?
Yeah, I think it's great.
I'm just gonna...
I know, so gross. And yeah, maybe little Juliet is a bad judge of character, but she was emotional that night. She and her best friend had gotten into a fight at their launch party of all places, so I forgive her for needing a distraction. No one feels ickier about it than she does. Actually, maybe we omit that part of the story? Yeah, let's get back to the party. That's where I was. Trying to keep an eye on Val. But I'd taken a really strong edible beforehand and was eating my weight in cheese fountain cheese. At some point in the night, I felt a bad trip coming on. And there I was, stony rich girl, staring at my reflection in the bathroom mirror and wondering what Val and Jules would think of me. Really think of me. If they knew about my money. Not like I had any anymore. Being cut off from the trust and all, but, we were all spared that pity party once I made contact with Val's frenemy number one, Mackenzie Dunn. This was the night she made a drunken disclosure that changed everything. Teamwork makes the dream work. Raina, look at this look you've got tonight. What is this? Cool enough to not care about your looks? Secretly has mass fortune disguised as stoner queen? Yeah, that works. Oh, hey.
You're Valerie's little friend, right? I've seen you around here before.
Yes.
I know where I recognize him from.
Okay. Recognize who from where?
Toby Johnson. He's on our scam wall.
Your scam wall?
It's where my assistant keeps track of all the shady people who have tried to work at CryptoCupid. Toby applied last year. He had a fake resume with all sorts of padded info. But I've got to admit, I never thought Valerie would be so gullible.
That little shit.
That little shit, indeed. I wouldn't have remembered, but in the Wiley press release, Toby made a comment about Wiley being an app people could trust, unlike a certain dating app. Meaning my dating app. All these little shits deserve each other. Thanks for all the champagne.
Oh, shit. Gotta tell Val. No. No, she doesn't need that right now. What we need is proof. Toby Johnson, I'm gonna take you down.
You're listening to The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. The Co-Founder is a Realm original production. Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the planet?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
The Co-Founder is executive produced by and stars Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Written by Alexis Wilkinson, Alexa Waco, and Mimi Mondal. Produced by Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Kaylin West. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Associate produced by Michael Coulter. Starring Alexandra Shipp, Sunita Mani, Tony Hawk, Ryan Vincent Anderson, Bartley Booz, Cecily Louise Bro, Vishesh Chhatra, Will Dow, Trey Hall, Angel Harper, Kavi Ladnier, Leon Mandel, Samia Mounts, Jillian Munsaic, Tanya Posick, and Loa Valdez. Additional voices by the cast. Audio editing by Marissa Ewing of Hemlock Creek Productions. Sound design by Rory O'Shea. Original theme and transition music by Phoebe Danskin. Music supervision by Amy Parker. Production manager, Alexis Latshaw. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Special thanks to Pia Wilson. Find more shows like The Co-Founder by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm. The Co-Founder is a Realm original production.
Tobycito! Que pasa, man? How was the launch party?
It was fantastic. Everyone loved the games.
And how'd my girls like the cheese fountain? I own stock in that farm-to-cheese fountain artisanal startup.
Yeah, it was a hit. Listen, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Love it! Can't wait! But I gotta go. I'm filming a gnarly high-speed cameo for Christian Slater's niece's birthday, so I gotta go.
Okay, but...
keep on trucking! Woo!